The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hello and welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. My name is Clive Enover. I'm a business strategist and I work with business owners to ensure they have a clear roadmap to success. I like to provide business owners with the tools they need to plan, to take action, and to achieve their goals. And largely I do this by providing a 10-step system which ensures that each individual person can understand their client's deepest needs, articulate their value, and sell more easily. Today, I want to provide a tip about leadership, perhaps several tips about leadership. And many people in business, of course, don't have a team in the generally accepted meaning of team. But the important thing that I've recognized through the years is that everybody, whether they are a sole trader or whether they have people working for them or with them or around them, if they are in business, they need to be a leader. They need to determine their path and lead so that others will support them on that journey. And that brings us to performing as a leader. And there are many things to be considered when it comes to being a leader and performing in business. Perhaps best place to start is in understanding the role that you hold. And a nice simple way to do that is to identify the key responsibilities of your role. And then we need to look at what are the goals that we have for this business. Sometimes the goals and objectives that we have in business are different to the goals and objectives we have in our personal life. Aligning those is critical to ensure that we don't have conflict within ourselves. And then perhaps the next thing to look at is to identify the performance gaps and how you can set goals to overcome those performance gaps. And the most important thing about being a leader, being confident in the performance that you're about to provide. And when are you about to provide this? Next second, this second, each second. So to ensure that you're behaving in a confident manner requires building self-awareness and self-confidence. And then you can learn the techniques for overcoming imposter syndrome. So I've noticed a lot of people have tremendous difficulty being self-aware and self-confident. The easiest way I've found for people to overcome this lack or failing is to simply understand why they are doing what they are doing. What is it about whatever it is they do that their customers actually want to achieve? And if they understand the reasons, some noble goal that they hold, and if they understand the reasons why that individual is performing in the role they have, why they are seeking to deliver this product or service to their customer, then it makes it really simple to be confident. Because in business, not everyone is going to like what we have. That's true for life, of course. Not everyone is going to like what we offer. If we take each knockback as a personal affront, it's not going to help our confidence a great deal. So in order to overcome that, first understand that not everybody wants what we have. And that's fine. They're on a different journey. If their journey does not include us, why should we feel bad about it? If we understand the journey that we are on, and we understand why people want what we have, and we've just identified somebody who doesn't want what we have, we can move on and find someone who does what we have. What are the qualities of a good leader? Leadership qualities are the attributes and skills that enable an individual to influence and guide others toward a common goal. Now, if you're the only person in your business, you might be thinking, I don't have to influence and guide others toward a common goal. There are many people involved in your business, your customers, somebody who are looking for a leader to influence and guide them toward a common goal. You quite possibly have suppliers who are also in need of a leader. You might have contractors who are also in need of a leader. So as you look around, there are many stakeholders in your business, and the majority of them will be looking for you to lead. So if you look to the qualities that make up a good leader, what are they? There's integrity, there's vision, communication, and that, of course, is the most important of all, communication. Being able to effectively convey ideas, instructions, and feedback is what's going to make your business fly. A good leader also needs to be empathetic, to have confidence, to be resilient, to be adaptable. That leader needs to be a good decision maker. They not only need to motivate themselves, they need to motivate others around them. Inspiring and encouraging others to achieve their best makes a leader the best leader. They need to be collaborative, and of course they need to be able to delegate, to put the right job in the right hands, to make sure that the outcome is going to be the best. A leader also needs to be effective at prioritizing and managing tasks, time management. They need to be good problem solvers. And of course, they need to be creative. New and innovative ideas never go unnoticed. And that creativity can overcome all manner of obstacles. And if you are a leader who has staff, things to know about staff before you try and lead them. Staff are engaged to the extent that they own the outcomes. So staff like to be involved and engaged. They don't like to be told to go and do a job. They like to be part of the business. And along with engagement comes the level of satisfaction with your staff. They are satisfied also to the extent that they own the outcomes. So staff need to be rewarded appropriately in order to maintain their motivation, keep up their enthusiasm, and have them part of the team. So there's a few pointers about leadership, about making your way in this world of business. It can often be a confronting place, but knowing yourself and knowing what it is that you want to achieve and knowing why you want to achieve it is a huge step to ensuring that you're able to achieve your goals with less stress, less fuss, and a whole lot more fun. Thanks for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast, and be sure to join us for our next episodes. And of course, check out the back catalogue, because each one has gems of wisdom inside it.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.